This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The credit crunch is now 1 year old. It was a year ago this week that financial markets were in turmoil. The public was starting to realize how steep the losses might be in the mortgage industry, and suddenly investors were a lot more reluctant to part with their money. We were on our way to tumbling home prices and a slower economy. When NPR's Jim Zaroli looks back on what happened, several key moments stand out.
It's not always clear in retrospect when a financial crisis began, but Lakshman Ashathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says this one, ironically, may have started because things were going well. In 2007, it became clear that the United States was not going into a recession, as a lot of people had predicted.
I mean, that's pretty good news for the U.S. economy, right? That's great. But what it did on Wall Street was it freaked everybody out because it meant that interest rate cuts weren't imminent.
If interest rates weren't going down, people who had taken out risky subprime mortgages were going to owe more. They'd end up defaulting, and the banks that had financed these mortgages would suffer big losses. Suddenly, lenders like Countrywide and American Home Mortgage found themselves in hot water. Again, Lakshman Ashathan.
And anybody, including all of us, the man on the street, could kind of see that this didn't look too good. However, policymakers weren't that quick to react.
By September, the Federal Reserve was beginning to cut interest rates, but the cuts were small at first. And as late as November 2007, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke was predicting that the economy might ride out the storm.
We think that by the spring, early next year, that the broader resiliency of the economy, which we are seeing in other areas outside of housing, will take control and will help the economy recover to a more reasonable growth pace.
Yet that didn't happen. Over the next few months, the Fed would face more crises, the collapse of the investment bank Bear Stearns in March, the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac last month. Each time, the Fed has managed to stem the crisis and prevent an all-out meltdown of the financial system. But the economy has continued to sputter. Banks are a lot more frightened to lend than they once were.
When I went in the first time in 2003, it's like they would hand you money.
Jerry Relshin runs a small Missouri business called Trainwright that sells dog training equipment. When he tried to borrow money this year, no one would even look at his business plan, even though his credit rating remains good.
It's just put a damper on how much I can grow the business, and probably it will be the deciding factor is how long I stay in business, if I can keep my cash flow up.
And it's not just small businesses that are finding it harder to get financing. Although the Fed has repeatedly cut interest rates, mortgage rates are still high. Likewise, investors have kept away from the corporate bond market. The number of big corporate mergers is down sharply. Bob Profusik of the law firm Jones Day says it's not that people don't have money.
The irony is that globally and in the United States, there's oceans of capital available. This is, in my experience, an extraordinary period because while the banks are constrained from lending, the world isn't.
Profusik says the deals getting done these days are financed with money from overseas or from corporations using their own funds. Other investors have simply been scared away. Lakshman Ashathan says compared to the last recession in 2001, investors are simply reluctant to part with their money right now.
This shows you how entrenched this credit crunch is and how entangled it is with the ongoing recession, and probably means that this thing is going to stick around a little longer.
Ashathan says this downturn will end at some point. They always do. But he says the credit crunch that got underway a year ago won't run its course until investor sentiment changes. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.